Time for our local hero report with Phil Corman, the executive director for CISA, the community involved in sustaining agriculture. Special guest here today, Bud Ellison from Ellison Farm Beef in Ludlow.
Good morning, Bob. How are you?
Good. I knew you grew up in this farm, but this wasn't a beef farm then.
We had a legacy that was put to me by my grandfather, I think when I was about 9 years old. He grabbed a hold of me and said, you have a legacy here. Don't ever sell the land. Think about what you have and make the most of it. And that hit home. The legacy goes all the way back to the 1840s and five generations. So we felt we had a little bit to work with. The biggest word in our farm is local. I recognized a long time ago that we want to keep the money around. It's best for everyone. So we utilize only local grown crops to produce our animals. We sell to local folks. I think everybody benefits.
So it's a kind of an operation where you raise the cattle and the feed.
Everything.
So, yeah.
We breed the cattle. No cattle are bought and finished and sold. Everything is bred on the farm. And that's why we can absolutely say without a doubt guaranteed that there's nothing done to those animals that we wouldn't eat ourselves. We have grass-fed and only grass-fed all the way up through the point where you buy it. What sets us apart, I think, is the ability to deliver the custom product, too. Mm-hmm. And we'll have a little bit of a proprietary recipe. I can tell you this, as we've made some connections with a local brewery in town, Iron Duke Brewery, using their brewer's grains. We're able to mix that with our corn silage in a proprietary blend, add it to the TMR ration made with the haylage that we make, which is a home run. And we have been able to get well over 20-day hang times, which give us an unmatched flavor and tenderness.
Where can a customer buy Ellison beef?
As you said, Bob, local is key. What we've been able to do is partner up with a couple of different places in town and give them some exclusive rights to our products. Randall's Farm, Karen Randall, does a phenomenal job down there in Ludlow with it. And we sell wholesale to her, and she offers it all direct sale to the customers then. We also have made agreements with the Villa Rose, which is a great restaurant in Ludlow. And he sells our products prepared.
Now, I know, Bud Ellison, that you grew up with your dad and your grandfather on this farm. Your son, Zachary, he looks like he's poised to carry on the tradition, huh?
We're very proud of Zachary. Zachary grew up on the farm as well. We have pictures of him riding horses at four and helping me buy cattle at that age as well with his little cowboy hat. But he's blossomed into quite an individual. I'm a firefighter on the side. He's also a firefighter on the side. So we have lots of time to work the farm together.
That doesn't make any sense to me. You have lots of time to work the farm and you're a firefighter on the side. How does that work?
Well,
only a farmer has a job, and it's always on the side to the farm because the farm takes so much time.
Right.
What we found was the best thing we could do was find jobs that didn't interfere. Sure, we don't get a lot of sleep sometimes. In our fire department, we work a 48-hour schedule, two 24-hour schedules. Now, if you think about that, that leaves a lot of other time. We work different shifts, so one of us is on a farm at all times, and it really's worked out.
Wasn't there some kind of a history going back several generations with a fire, a barn that burned down?
We lost a barn in 38. That really put a damper on commercial part of that business, but my grandfather was a postman, so they were able to keep going.
Bud Ellison, when you were growing up, mostly it was corn and hay, I believe. How did you master animal husbandry?
We always had horses, draft horses, pleasure horses. So I had always been taking care of animals. I'm a paramedic. I have a medical background, so that helped me learn a little bit more about how to take care of horses from just the old school stuff my grandfather had showed us.
You're right. This guy doesn't sleep, Phil.
No, that's the other difference between us
and
farmers.
You know what they say, you can sleep when you're... Anyway, having horses is great. You don't make money on them. I found that cattle I can make money on.
So I just want to ask, because when I think about when I was 9 years old, and if a grandparent said something so somber and serious, did he sit you down? Were you in the kitchen? Were you in the field?
We were in the workshop, and my grandfather, he grabbed me by the arm, scared the heck out of me. I think I was banging nails, and he said, don't ever sell the land. This is your legacy. Did scare me, but I never forgot it. I'm a townie. He was a townie. My son's a townie. And townie doesn't have to be just Ludlow, I realized as I grew up. Townie can be local community, and it can branch even out farther. But I think the key is really caring about your community, put it back. We're able to maintain open space in town. We're able to help with a lot of things that are important right now to us, is maintaining that.
What kind of beef is this exactly that you raise?
We do a custom crossbreed. Everyone's heard about Angus. Some people know about Whiteface or Hereford. Some people know about Simmental. We've tried them all. Now, we found, with the right kind of breeding, with the right kind of bulls, we make black baldies. Black baldies are simply put a cross between a Hereford and an Angus. We use Hereford bulls. They're docile. They're great to have around. And the Angus mothers have great milk and grow a good calf.
So. Oh, I think this is the moment for a tasting.
Uh-oh. Oh, look at this.
I'm not a chef, but... There's a couple of things I can manage. Meatballs.
Oh, God.
Custom Ellison Farms meatballs.
I was wondering what I was going to have for lunch. Well, you know, on the outside looking in, I would think that managing such a herd would be a 24/7 operation.
It is. We bought the right kind of equipment to make wet hay, baleage, high protein. We can make hundreds and hundreds of bales in one day now.
Wow.
We cut, prepare, and bale and wrap in one day what I used to do 3 or 4 days.
You know we got more rain this year than we've seen. How did that impact your farm?
Yields were up phenomenally if you could get into fields.
Right.
Some of our fields over the past have been hard to keep up because they were drier.
Uh-huh.
It really worked out this year. But as you know, Mother Nature will get us next year anyway.
Right.
I had another question here, but man, I'm in the middle of these meatballs here.
I was going to ask, what are the meatball adjectives you want to share?
Oh, man. Who prepared this?
This is me.
Firefighter farmer meatballs.
Oh. I would have had a lot of time to prepare them yesterday, but we unfortunately had a big fire in town. Mm. So these were prepared about 2 o'clock in the morning.
Wow. Bud Ellison's been our guest here from Ellison Farm Beef in Ludlow. How do people find you?
We're on Facebook. We have our own webpage as well. It's ellisonbeef.com. You can find us by just coming down to Randall's Farm in Ludlow and asking. There's a big sign about as big as the windows here in the studio, and everybody there knows us.
Thanks for coming in, and thanks for bringing me my lunch today. Excellent meatballs from Ellison Farm Beef. Phil Corman, the executive director for CESA. Well, buy local, daughter.